of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, February 26, 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. JD makes a clean sweep in the 2020 Calypso Finals and walks away with the monarchy after outdoing Tasha P, Bingo and Webb with two powerful songs that rocked the crowd and the judges on Saturday night. Regional authorities react to IMF's positive statement on regional CIP programs, and Iran's deputy health minister catches coronavirus as death toll rises. The news is brought to you for the very kind of compliments of Rudolf Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And we're back. JD makes a clean sweep in the 2020 Calypso Finals and walks away with the monarchy after outdoing Tasha P, Bingo and Webb with two powerful songs that rocked the crowd and the judges on Saturday night. The National Calypso competition took place on Saturday 22nd of February at Carnival City. This year was a defining moment in Calypso history as many Calypsonians were up to break records. The Calypso Finals took place in the order with Tasha P going first, Gregory Caressa Revere, Jude JD Delaney, Daryl DeBob, Bob, and Derek the Hunter St. Rose, Fael the Healer Lander, Davidson the Observer Victor, Denison Dice Joseph, Fitzroy Bingo, Leon. In the end, JD came out to number one with Tasha P coming out to first, Webb second, and Bingo third, as we will bring you more news about that in a later announcement. Also in the local celebrations, Dominica has a new Carnival Queen as she is the 20-year-old Savan James, who beat six other contestants to clinch the title as Miss Dominica 2020 pageant, which was held earlier last week. The first runner-up position went to Primrose Angel David as she won the awards for Best Swimmer and Best Swimmer and Best In Evening Wear. Melanie Charles took the award for Miss Amity, and the other contestants were Khadija Joseph of Fonkale, Kimra Charles also representing Fonkale, and Ilnari Manuel representing Kinzel and Granbury. Of course, the pageant took place at the Winter Park Sports Stadium forecourt. And Dominica Public Service Union, or DPSU General Secretary Thomas Later, believes that there will be a move by some employers to frustrate employees at the union.
It may not be a coordinated move by certain employers, but there is definitely a move ahead to frustrate employees, to have negotiations drawn over a long period so that unions can be blamed and people can lose interest in the union. But we will do all what we can to ensure that the employees are kept informed of what we are doing, and for us to regularly meet with the employees, and where negotiations are not taking place and the employers are not showing interest, we will meet with the employees and we'll decide what we do.
Later says that no company should be allowed to settle or invest in Dominica only to infringe into the constitutional rights of the Dominicans.
No company should be allowed to settle in Dominica, to invest in Dominica, and you are infringing on the constitutional rights of Dominicans. The constitution, you know, that says that every Dominican has a right to belong to any union of their choice. The constitution. I'm not even talking about the labor laws.
And that was the DPSC General Secretary Thomas Slater. And back on the Calypso front, speaking on local radio earlier last week, executive member of the Dominica Calypso Association, a four-time Calypso monarch and one of the first finalists in the 2020 Calypso Finals, Gregory King Caressa Revere, has expressed his pleasure about the standard of products presented by his competitors and colleagues for 2020. Revere says that this proves that Calypso is on the right path to be continued and progressing, and mentioned his concern for reduced ticket sales at the attendance at the various Calypso events, which he says have been for reasons to do with Christmas activities and the December 2016 or 2019 general elections, amongst other things.
We have very good material in terms of the calypsos. I think we have some extremely well-crafted calypsos that I figure can make a serious impact on the night of the finals. I've also seen a number of other writers stepping up to the plate. I mean, I really want to commend somebody like Pelham John Baptist, who has been there in the shadows all the time, but this time he has really came out big. I also want to big up the producers, people like Lindell Restrad and Peter. Those guys have been in it for some time now. Area that we are falling short, and I don't know what is the reason. Some people believe the politics was too close. Some people think, well, it was the Christmas, but I really don't know. But we have seen poor attendance at many of our tent activities, and even the quarterfinals did not live up to expectations, as well as the semifinals in terms of the numbers. I think that has been one of our major concerns in terms of the numbers, but the grand finals will live up to expectation.
And that was a member of the Dominica Calypso Association, Executive Gregory King Caressa Revere. And Events Manager of Mass Camp Entertainment Committee, Dr. Vala Henry, calls out what she describes as a foolish mentality of kissing the boots of individuals belonging to a different nationality. She says that this type of thinking appears to be very popular amongst the high ranks of event organizers in Dominica, making them ultimately responsible for less opportunities of success for Dominican artists, producers, and magicians. Dr. Henry also made known the vast contrast in behavior and mentality of our music professionals and influential organizers of other nationalities, where these are people ultimately promote and push their emerging and established artists just as an international artist performers would do, as they contract for the events, as this approach has over the years resulted in the enhancement of the tourism sector and music opportunities in those countries.
When it comes to support of own, Dominicans embrace things from the outside so much faster than the things from the inside. And we can think about it. We can think about our academics. We can think about our artists, our own musicians, and so on. There is so much an easier acceptance. Let us talk calypso. You go to Trinidad, how much of the Dominicans calypso video you hear on the radio station? Zilch to almost nothing. You come to Dominica, you put on any radio station. This is the calypso season. You hear Trinidad calypso, you swear you're in Trinidad.
True.
When the season is over, whose calypsos they continue to play? Not the local calypsos. And don't tell me these calypsos cannot transcend. That is nonsense. There are lots of calypsos that can transcend beyond carnival, from calypsoians from both tents. And their airplay is so minimal, while we give airplay to all and sundry. That is not reciprocated. But we do it year in, year out. What is that?
And that was Events Manager of Mass Camp Entertainment Committee, Dr. Valda Henry. And the Fisheries Division of the Ministry of the Blue and Green Economy, Agriculture and National Food Security, and the staff of the PTA of the Woodford Hill Primary School have held the school's first Eat Fish Day. The 75 students and staff were elated to have such an activity, as the community is not engaged in fishing or usually have the fish as the staple in their diets. Minister Fidel Grant pledged to continue to provide fish for cooking in the school's lunch program as an incentive to encourage the students to eat a fish, to influence the parents to include fish in their meals, preparations, and at home. Also on the local scene, embattled Commonwealth Secretary General Baroness Patricia Scotland has surfaced to defend her track record despite damning reports which expose a high level of alleged misconduct by her, indicating that she may not be granted an automatic second term when her first term ends in March 2020. Earlier in February 2020, Baroness Scotland was heavily exposed and criticized by internal auditors for awarding a lucrative consultancy contract to a company run by her friend. The international auditors and the internal auditors also revealed that the Secretariat waived procurement rules no less than 50 occasions over the 3-year period. In attempts to defend herself, the Baroness told media that there are a number of misconceptions about the situation, and it is very unfortunate that a number of stories have been posted which are inaccurate and fallacious. She maintained that the proper procedure was followed when the contract was awarded to her friend, Labour peer Lord Patel. Some Commonwealth countries, including Britain, have suspended voluntary contribution to the Commonwealth Secretariat in the wake of the audit report. London was has withheld its funding of €4.7 million, joining the New Zealand and Australia in doing so until the Secretariat's financial systems are tightened up and tested by external auditors. And in what can only be described as a heartbreaking news, according to Caribbean 360, a mission recently established to rescue four citizens has failed. They were on a small plane which crashed in Dominica waters on Sunday, 16th of February 2020, as authorities have called off the search after only finding plane parts and passenger personal items. A statement recently issued by the Prefecture of the Guadeloupe indicated that after hours of searching in the difficult weather conditions, there is unfortunately no more hope to find survivors. The four people included a 40-year-old man, a couple, and their 16-year-old son. All four have not been found and were aboard this privately owned French registered Piper FOGKO en route to Guadeloupe. And when it went down into the waters in the northeastern coast of Dominica around 7 p.m. on Sunday, shortly after taking off from the Douglas Charles Airport. Meantime, Dominican Police Chief Daniel Carbon says that the search has been called off.
Investigations continue into that missing plane. The police have recovered some debris, but we have not recovered any bodies. We've got the search has been called off.
Also from Police Chief Daniel Carbon, as it regards to the death of the Chinese national, Mr. Carbon says that no arrests have been made and that they are continuing to have a serious gun issue here in Dominica.
We've investigated that matter. We have pursued every lead that we had intensively. We've brought in a number of suspects and interviewed them. An investigation continues. We've not yet made any arrests or charged anybody with that crime. And let me take the opportunity to really condemn this crime. Again, I'm asking the general public to provide the police with any information, any evidence. We've been getting some tips, but the number of crimes that we had, especially serious crimes that we had reported in 2018 and 2019, have been the lowest number of crime reported over the last 20 years. 2018 and 2019, and I hope the police continue to do what they have to do. We have to do it to ensure that we continue to put a reduction in these crimes, especially the gun crimes. The gun crimes are concerned to us. There's an increase from 16 in 2018 to 20 in 2019. And the public should provide the information to the police to pull those firearms, those illegal firearms, in the hands of those would-be criminals.
And that was a Dominican Police Chief Daniel Carbon. And also in local news, Yawani Regis registered his second century of the Mass United Insurance Under-20 Cricket Championships on Thursday in a drawn match against the St. Mary's Academy. Regis, who scored 108 in his first match of the championship, scored 112 as his team, Pierre Charles Secondary School, posted 183 over 9 deceased. I am very proud of my performance, he says, as he added, I just wanted to end the tournaments on a good note. Regis expressed a high level of concentration was needed throughout the match, as he says that this match I had to concentrate more. The pitch wasn't 100%, so I had to take my time and get the feeling of the game. As he says, I'm very proud of this 100 because this is the first time I'm really scoring against the SMA, and I just wanted to prove that I am a consistent scorer, he added. The PCSS captain also found support in Anand Bruno, who scored 29 after his heroics with the bat, as Yawani picked up a 2 for 23 to help restrict the SMA to a paltry 68 all out. Ashwin Lockhart was the star with a ball claiming 4 wickets for 23 runs, and Xavier Mitchell taking 2 for 18. The PHR Secondary Schools took the first inning points of the match. In other games in the Mass United Insurance Secondary Schools Under-20 Cricket Championships, it included SMA versus PCSS. The venue was the Dominica Botanical Gardens. SMA won the toss as the PCSS scored 18349, declared Yoani Riches 112. Anan Bruno, 29. Tyrese LeBlanc, 3 over 40. Stephen Pascal, 2 over 24. Janem Tavernier, 2 over 27. SMA scored a 68 all out. Stephen Pascal scored 18. Ashwin Lockhart took 4 for 23. Xavier Mitchell took 2 for 18. Yoani Regis, 2 for 23. The match was a draw as the PCSS took a first inning points. And turning 26 in April. Thea Lanford reset her organizations of the Eastern Caribbean States OECS women's record in February, clearing 14.33 meters at the 2020 University of Albany Winter Classic competition in New York. Dominica's Thea Lanford hoped to step and jump into the forefront to push participation for the 2020 Olympic Games as the first OECS female triple jumper to make the Tokyo minimum mark. That mark puts the 1.73 meter tall University of the Maryland graduate in the pole position for returning to the Olympics, having previously competed at Rio in 2016. Dominica's first and only Commonwealth Games medalist with 13.92 meters bronze in the triple jump at Gold Coast 2018. Lafond is ranked 21st in the world, and at the time of writing, a total of 32 athletes will be entered for women's triple jump. In 2019, Lafond set the OECS outdoor record of 14.38 meters before sustaining a season-ending injury. Her 7 February mark at the Ocean Breeze Athletic Complex in New York City surpassed the Olympic standard by a centimeter as De La Fond, the first woman from the OECS to make the Tokyo 2020 standard, aims to prove further still. The triple jumper featured for Dominica at the country's first Olympic appearance, Atlanta 1996. This will be the nation's 7th appearance at the Dominica Olympics, as La Fond will be aiming to better her disappointing 37th place from 2016. The OECS qualifiers for Tokyo 2020 as follows: as Thea Lanford, the women's triple jump, Commonwealth of Dominica; Anderson Peters, a men's javelin throw from Grenada; Lyndon Victor, a men's decathlon, Grenada; Eldred Henry, men's shot put, British Virgin Islands; Kirani James, men's 400 meters, Grenada; and Kyron McMaster, that's McMaster, men's 400 hurdles, British Virgin Islands. And in other news, regional citizenship by investment program countries are welcoming positive statements made by the International Monetary Fund on the impact of the CIP to the socioeconomic structure of participating countries. The IMF is reminding and remaining consistent in its recognizing of the program as a significant contributor of revenues, and it lauds the program for assisting in reducing the national debts as well as its contribution to the country's gross domestic product.
It is indeed encouraging that a body as auspicious as the IMF, in its 2019 concluding mission statement of its staff report, would recognize the importance of these programs to the economies of these small islands, where, apart from tourism, it is playing a significant role in foreign direct investment inflows. That encouragement comes with a bit of advice, though, that we continue to work on improving the transparency and governance of those programs, given their importance to these economies. And in that regard, the role of the East Caribbean Central Bank in signaling its intent to be more involved in these programs has good stead for the future.
And in other news, Iran's deputy health minister has tested positive for coronavirus a day after sweating heavily at a press conference as the Islamic Republic recorded the largest number of deaths linked to the disease outside of China. Speaking in a video posted on local media, Iraj Harachi insisted that the Iranian government was able to contain the spread of the virus. At least 15 people in Iran have now died from the coronavirus, as the government has said that up to 12 on Monday. Authorities, I wanted to tell you that I am also infected with the coronavirus. The origin of the virus in Iran is in the holy city of Qom, 140 kilometers south of Tehran, and home to 1.2 million people, including hundreds of thousands of clerical students. The virus is present in more than a third of Iran's 31 provinces, according to IRANA, the official news agency. Iran's Ministry of Defense this week says that it will produce 200,000 liters of liquid sanitizers daily and would soon start supplying the market with a standard facial mask. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap top of the headlines. JD makes a clean sweep in the 2020 Calypso Finals and walks away with the monarchy after outdoing Tasha P, Bingo and Web with two powerful songs that rocked the crowd and the judges on Saturday night. Regional authorities react to IMF's positive statement on regional CIP programs, citizen by investment programs, and Iran's deputy health minister catches the coronavirus as the death toll rises. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Top of the hour news, as it happens.